Welcome to Women Warriors. I'm your host, Mags Vibo. As a child, I wanted to hear more stories about women warriors, female legends, or even matriarchal tales. This podcast is my itty-bitty contribution and attempt to indulge my own wish list. Let's get started. I'm a woman warrior from the RVA. If you know anything about Richmond, Virginia, then you know both the city and state are steeped in history. But my mission is to cover just tidbits of history from the female perspective and to cover different eras, recon regions, and connect it all to the future. Aside from my veteran status as a sergeant in the United States Army, I'm also a liberal arts scholar, a former park ranger with the National Park Service, a globetrotter, and like you, I have a curious mind. So let's explore this topic from a storytelling perspective, as in, once upon a time. Way back in the ancient era, and we're talking around 2450 BCE, there was a queen of the great civilization of Ur known as Queen Puabi. I actually have a connection to this queen, not by any royal means, but my convoy into Iraq for OIF led to an airbase near the Great Ziggurat of Ur. I did what any woman, well, truly what any person who had an opportunity like that to learn would do. I drove my Humvee, I took three other individuals, and we went straight over at the very first opportunity. What struck us was the magnitude of that ziggurat, that pyramid, the scale of it towering, juxtaposed with the flatness of the airstrip and the landscape below. Equally impressive were the defensive measures which existed so many generations after the fact. Now, fast forward 15 years into my future, and during my battlefield tours at the National Battlefield in Petersburg, Virginia, we would discuss what was a citadel around Petersburg proper, known as the Dimmock Line. These 55 batteries, which anchored on the Appomattox River and then ringed to protect the city during the Civil War, many remnants of these protective forts still stand as a testament to the warfighters from 155 years ago. But the question remained, were there any women warriors that were part of this history? Now, I think you know the answer to that question. But my question to you as the listener, are there any parallels that we can draw between the ancient burial of Queen Puabi and a burial near a place known as the Horrid Pit, or the infamous Battle of the Crater? That'll be the next thing that we explore. The following is an article from the Washington Evening Star, an article written in 1866, which states, quote, "At Petersburg, the Petersburg Index says the gravediggers at the crater have unearthed a short distance from that famous place the body of a white woman dressed in federal uniform. The body was found in an excellent state of preservation. The bust especially was perfect. The features, pallid with the hue of death, revealed the delicate cast of her woman's face, and her hair, though cut short, possessed a gloss and softness which alone might have excited suspicion of her sex. She had been shot through the head. She was carefully placed into one of the coffins provided for her stern comrades and taken off with them to be buried amongst them." End quote. End of article. Whew! Now, I can look at this news blurb from 1866 and see so many parallels to the way that it's written and the way that women warriors are characterized today when conducting military roles. Ultimately, because during the Civil War, women weren't permitted equality or acceptance within the military, at least, some women hid their identities and fought anyway. In fact, now's a good time to plug Jerry Bell and Tracy Crowe's anthology entitled It's My Country Too, Women's Military Stories from the Revolution to Afghanistan. If you visit the U.S. Army Women's Museum at Fort Lee, it'll show you proof of women who most certainly made up the Civil War ranks. So here we have a woman warrior who hid her identity and who likely fought and was shot through the head during the famous Battle of the Crater. If you haven't ever heard of this part of our Civil War history It was, by all accounts, a truly horrid situation. My creator talks that the battlefield lasted over an hour, and during the tour, we discussed everything under the sun. The mining operation, politics, explosion of the mine, murder, counterattacks, butchery, fratricide, racism, treatment of POWs, invisible wounds, and ultimately how Ulysses S. Grant would characterize the battle as, quote, "the saddest affair I have witnessed in the war," end quote. Soldiers from Fort Lee still use the teaching lessons from our Civil War because it was a shift from Napoleonic warfare to modern warfighting techniques. So any women warriors who fought in Civil War battles should conjure the image of bravery personified, period. Ultimately, what we have are unnamed women warriors throughout our history, and likely few plaques will be erected in their honor, at least without objections. What we have are an abundance of articles written with questionable language by journalists, which many will discount as fake news. They'll discount this piece of our history and try to minimize it. Which brings us to Queen Puabi of Oar, her status, and how we characterize women. From 155 years ago during the American Civil War, let's time travel thousands of years back in time to the Great Death Pit at the ancient Sumerian city-state of Ur. In Mesopotamia, some powerful women played important roles within patriarchal societies. Lots of evidence points to Queen Puabi's position as a ruler. Now, what we're always careful of, however, when finding artifacts at burial sites, is making a distinction of power. I say that because curators, scholars, research and conservation teams will point to the cylinder seals that Puabi wore, which list no mention to marriage to a king or a king whatsoever. In fact, experts are careful when describing the status of females within the ruling classes. I invite my listeners to check into research conducted by Penn University and forensic examination undertaken by London's Natural History Museum. Much of the research points to the preservation of the artifacts and how all of the pieces relate to her status. Throughout the archaeological findings, you'll learn about Puabi's cloak, headdress, and exquisite garments in detail. It's an impressive catalog of ornate pieces which helps you visualize a woman ruler from the cradle of civilization. The question remains, did she rule in her own right? Now, this is where the debate muddles the point. Much like I would like women warriors from the Civil War era honored for their roles, I believe we need to recognize Queen Puabi's power and the power dynamic which has existed throughout every era since. So how do we honor women to show our contribution to the greater human story? I believe we do it by storytelling and sharing as much research as possible. We connect our piece of the puzzle. For instance, I explored this part of the Middle East and take from the experience my role as a soldier within the chronology of history at this site. The ancient ruins impacted me in my 20s in such a way that I was compelled to explore more archaeological sites throughout the world after I left military service. I wanted to figure out how women warriors contribute in all the periods throughout our complex human story. Years later, I wanted to explain just how the defensive works in Petersburg, Virginia, were nothing new under the sun, and not unlike the defensive ruins in southern Iraq. I wanted visitors to learn about the story of an unnamed female found clad in Union blue near a death pit in Virginia, and how her status in death is similar to a woman wearing lapis blue buried in a death pit in southern Iraq. And how my status as a soldier representing red, white, and blue near the burn pits connects the two women to the present. It's important to share our dynamic story because representation matters just as it's mattered all along. Join me for the next episode where I'll show and tell the unique ways women contribute to and enrich our culture. As always, I invite your comments and lively discussion. Until then, write it down and say it proud, women warriors.